You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Creeps, keep running from them, keep running from them.
That was Tay with OK Morena. We've got Tay and Cindy in the studio. How are you?
Yo,
good. Good. It's lovely to have you both up here. We're talking about the Garden of Celebration, which is happening this weekend. What is the Garden of Celebration? Cindy, do you want to start us off there?
Garden of Celebration is like a multi-art show, so it's going to be an all-day exhibition as well as like a zine workshop run by Migrant Zine Collective, and it'll be a night filled with performances like from all sorts of different artists, and then some dance and spoken word as well. So yeah, a really, really awesome time.
That's really cool. You've got a fantastic lineup. I'm looking here. You've got Hans Amugi, Tay, who we have in the studio, Alexa Casino, Lion Dixon, BB Girl, yourself, Cindy, you'll be performing, and KC as well. How did you sort of pull these people together? What was the idea behind making this lineup?
It was all because of like culture and like diversity that we really wanted that to be kind of represented, but also like we're all just like good mates. Like all of us are lined up were just like all friends, and we just wanted to make something happen for a really long time. Because Yeri from Amugi and Casey, who does all the design and stuff for them, we've just been talking since like last year, being like, we need to do something. for ages.
I remember meetings for this started ages ago.
In
like a little Asian bubble tea shop.
Pretty much.
Three of us sitting down just yarning about it.
That's like the new millennial way of being like, we met in a coffee shop. We met in a bubble tea store off Queen Street.
Love it. Dominion Road. Shout outs.
Nice. Hey, so you've got a zine workshop run by Migrant Zine Collective. Do you want to let us know a little bit about what that is? Also maybe a bit about what zines are, because there might be people listening who aren't sure what that is.
Yeah, so zines are little magazines, so anyone can make them. It's like pretty much like a crafty time, but for adults, you know?
Nice.
And it's like you can just stick and collect, like collate whatever you'd like to do. And Migrant Zine Collective, they do workshops at different places. They're really awesome to collaborate and like, yeah.
It sounds like storytelling is kind of a bit of a, maybe an incidental theme to this whole thing.
Oh, you've got totally.
A lot of incredible musicians. You've also got zines being a big platform for people to tell personal stories as well. And you've got this exhibition space kind of set up too. What's the exhibition space going to have in it?
So it's going to be at least 5 artists, and they're all going to have their own little pieces that show like their own story as well in their own way. Like one of our friends, he does, they do like Shay. What does Shay do again? Like animation, like anime.
Awesome.
And so many like little zines as well, and just like a whole heap of awesome things to come and see.
That sounds very cool. And Tay, what have you been sort of like doing behind the scenes? I mean, it sounds like you're all sort of like working together on it, but what have you been sort of like excited for?
I'm just really excited to share sort of the diversity that we have, you know, in our community, and the amazing mana wahine, as well as the amazing men and everything else in between, which is freaking awesome. I absolutely just love being able to share like just that diversity. It's so important now, and I've been really outspoken about the issues with representation in the New Zealand music industry. Just going to call out Jim Beam Homegrown. That lineup was such a disappointment, not because of the people that are on it, but because of the lack of the people that are on it. And I think that it's just amazing that we're able to, as a community, just come together and say, hey, we're going to just do it ourselves.
Totally.
We'll put the women up there if you're not going to.
And yeah, I think that's kind of remarkable. At the Silver Scrolls last week, that was the hot topic that everyone was talking about. Rhea Hall did an incredible speech being like, where are the women? Where are the brown people on these lineups? Where are, you know, these voices that aren't just the same guys we keep seeing?
Well, yeah.
No disrespect to those guys. As you were saying, they're awesome. It's amazing. But, you know, there's heaps of other people out
Absolutely.
There too.
Absolutely. And it's also important as well that we don't fall into a thing of only sharing sort of one story, because New Zealand is made up of so many different stories. Mm-hmm. And it is so important to be able to share those stories, especially stories from communities that have traditionally been oppressed and suppressed. You know, it's important to put those people on a platform and say, you know, you didn't get given this shot, but we're going to do it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also like to give people who, I think all of us, we don't really call New Zealand home, but then it is home. So it's like that whole in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not really sure where we kind of belong.
Shout outs to the diaspora.
Yeah, love it.
Absolutely.
But it is awesome. And I think whenever you look at a lineup like this, or even I just look at like tracks we play on the station here, and I just think, how is it so hard for people to find awesome music from Aotearoa is, you know, made by women and people of colour? Because it's everywhere. It's so
absolutely
prevalent. It's kind of surprising. But it is amazing to see this kind of lineup happen, and happen at a grassroots level too, is really fun because it's not pretentious. You can just rock up and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
So if people want to rock up and have a good time this weekend, what are the details?
So we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. It's called Garden of Celebration. We actually have nearly sold out on our early bird tickets.
Ooh.
So I reckon get your general tickets pretty soon. They're $15 or $20 on the door. It's at Raynham Park, And yeah, it's a really awesome space. It's not outside, even though it says Raynham Park, but it's like a Raynham Park Studios. It's like a massive space.
It's huge.
Yeah,
it's really a cool space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right above where Smoovers on K Road.
Yes.
Very cool spot indeed. And it's going from 2 p.m. until late, so you can come around early and make some zines, hang out, look at some art, and then listen to some awesome music.
Come hang out.
Fantastic. Well, playing on the day will be Alexa Casino with Amoogie as well. Thank you both so much for coming up, Cindy and Tay.
Lovely to have you
in the studio.
I can see you with my eyes closed. Do you want to grow close? Know what no one else knows. I love you the most. I can see you with my eyes closed. Do you want to grow close? Like a rose in a true form you don't know. I prick you with care. These droplets, my skincare. Give me a dare that no one else knows. Die like a rose. Who said you queen around here? I so mean it's like you don't care. My devolution is so sheer. You're my death wish and I want fear. Skin green fake bling called jealousy. Never gonna let you see the best of me. Bearing cup of tea if you know I'm rusty. I don't need this to be molesting. I can see you in my eyes closed. Stay with my eyes closed. Do you wanna grow close? No one else knows. I love you the most.
Alexa Casino featuring Amoogie, that is Die Like a Rose. Of course, that one's been knocking around the top 10 for a good while. And you can catch Alexa Casino alongside a fantastic lineup, and Amoogie as well, alongside a fantastic lineup at the Garden of Celebration this weekend. Thank you again to Tay and Cindy for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's awesome mahi that they're doing, so if you can, head along and check it out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.